All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable
with Rick Delgado.
Exclusively on All Business Media.
And welcome to All Business Media, where it's all business all the time. And I'm your host, Rick Delgado. And welcoming to the show right now is a lovely lady based out of Toronto, Ontario, Canada. She is the owner and holistic health practitioner at Mind Your Body and Spirit. You can reach out to her either by phone at 416-759-5407 or go to the website, olivestolichees.com. That's olivestolichees, spelled L-Y-C-H-E-E-S. .com. I'm talking about our guest, Marie-Claire Bourgeois. Marie-Claire, how are you?
I'm great, Rick. How are you?
I'm doing very well. And how would I say hello in French?
In French? Bonjour.
It is bonjour.
Yes.
I was about to say bonsoir, but I believe that's for the evening time,
that's
right?
That's correct. Good evening.
Yes. Okay.
Bonjour is perfect.
Okay. Bonjour. How are you, Marie-Claire?
I'm great. It's great to be on your show again.
Yeah. Well, thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us. Now, I know you've been on with us before. It's been a little while, so just do me a favor. Tell everybody a little bit about yourself, what you do, and what you offer.
Certainly. I am a nurture and thrive coach, and for the last 20 years, I've been running a holistic health practice called Mind Your Body and Spirit in Toronto, as you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And I guide success-focused womenpreneurs who want to break free of specific blocks that prevent them from being healthy, from growing their businesses, from stepping into their life mission, and from making much more money. I help them feel and perform better so they can live richer.
And everybody wants to live richer, don't they?
Yes, that's what we're born for.
Exactly. I mean, geez. And I love the word that I believe you created it, womanpreneur.
Yes, I came up with that word just like I came up with my title, Nurture and Thrive Coach. I am a coach, but I specialize in nurturing and in order to thrive.
Right. So what do you want to talk about today?
Today is the second part of a three-part series about how to deal with some wellness challenges to feel better and thrive. Last month on the show, I talked about decluttering and reorganizing your home environment to allow the energy around you to flow freely and
right.
more harmoniously. Today, I would like to talk about decluttering the energy in you, starting with wise grocery shopping.
Oh, my goodness. You must have been to my house. I have to clean out my refrigerator.
Oh, well, perhaps this talk will help you.
All right. I'm listening.
Okay. So spring is almost here, and it's the perfect time to do this because many people do a spring detox after a long, cold winter of eating sweets and heavy comfort food for extra energy and warmth. And because of the cold, inclement weather, we don't get to go outside and move as much. So we end up fitting very snugly in our clothes, feeling sluggish, and looking forward to longer, warmer days, warmer sunny days with fresher food. And after spring cleaning, if the house and the body, if you've ever done a spring body detox, we always feel refreshed. So we come alive with renewed energies and new ideas. It's like a new beginning. That's what spring is for.
Yeah, exactly. And we already moved the clocks over the weekend. I don't know if you guys do that in Canada.
Yes, we did too.
Okay, good. So you know what we're dealing with now. Now
yes.
It's all of a sudden it's like, 5:30, 6 o'clock comes along, the sun's still out. It always feels nicer.
Yes.
Now, before we get into it, I understand you have a gift for the listeners, right?
Yes, I do. I'm excited to give you my best tips to ease into the art and the pleasure of eating well. So just go to my website, www.olivestolichees.com, and click on the tab Gifts for You and download the PDF document, My Best Tips. And while you're there, leave me a question or a comment if you like. So I'd like to get started with some clarity questions.
All right.
Have you ever been feeling unwell? Have you been carrying extra pounds or have you been in pain for some time, and perhaps all three? Perhaps feeling uncomfortable in your body has forced you to limit your activities, even put your life on hold. Have you been searching for answers and solutions, And finally, have you tried various diet programs and weight loss products without the lasting success you were hoping for?
Yeah, I think we've all gone through that there.
I think so, too. We are all entitled to be healthy, happy, and thriving. Unfortunately, the so-called modern Western diet and our eating habits are making us overeat, overweight, undernourished, ill, unhappy, and deteriorating. We just need to take a look at the millions of North Americans suffering from illnesses like diabetes, heart problems, weight issues, and dementia to realize that the Western diet and our eating habits are reducing our longevity and quality of life. It seems that the more we worry about nutrition, like low fat, low carb, weighing food, counting calories, the less nourished and happy we seem to become.
Right. Yeah, and I would imagine that you know, you yourself, Marie Claire, you probably had some health issues and you wanted some answers, right?
That's right. This triggered my search for better eating habits and better food to eat. So yes, my health problems were not very serious, but they were annoying enough for me to want to research the root cause before I became more uncomfortable.
Right.
So after experiencing some inexplicable aches and pains and not knowing what was going on in my body, I found that even though I had a fairly good diet of food that I cooked myself, there were some foods that were causing inflammation and made me ill. So I detoxed my pantry, my refrigerator, and my recipe collection. I don't believe in diets. Instead, I believe in sound nourishment plans and lifestyle changes that bring long-lasting results and wellness benefits.
All right.
So when I adopted this nourishment plan and lifestyle that I'm about to share with you, I began to feel satiated rather than stuffed and bloated after most meals. My carb cravings were rapidly decreasing. My digestive concerns, my PMS discomfort, brain fog, migraine, they all faded away.
Right.
And the most significant improvement came when the aches and pains in my joints and bones that I was feeling, as well as the overlap of energy, they all disappeared. And I knew then that I had cracked the code. I had found the answers I was looking for. I now feel like the person I'm supposed to be, happy and high on life, vibrantly healthy, which is a fact that is confirmed by my naturopathic doctor. I feel I'm bursting with grounded, steady, and focused energy. I'm full of life and dreams, the way we're all designed to feel.
All right. Well, you know what? The answers you found to help resolve your problems, right? Is that going to help our listeners? And what's the nourishment plan and lifestyle that you found that they can look into?
Well, I think, and I'm sure that I can be of help to those who are suffering from wellness issues. Because over the years, I have experimented with a variety of diets and nutrition plans because I was curious to know how they would make me feel. I have been a vegetarian, a vegan, a paleo eater, and a combination of them. I realized that a diet or a nutrition plan that was working for me when I was a teenager and a young adult does not work anymore for me in my life because of different dietary needs and the changes in physical activities and hormones. But all the nutrition plans that I tried had a common healthy thread that I care about, loss of fresh plant food. And I think you know where I'm going with this.
I think so.
What is working for me is a modified version of the paleo diet, which is the first diet and lifestyle that the early humans survived on for thousands of years. It's based on the concept of eating the foods that were available from hunting and gathering, which were animal proteins,
which
is lean meat, poultry, fish, fruits and vegetables, nuts and seeds. That was all before agricultural developments were made to grow grains and raise dairy cattle. It's believed that this ancestral way of eating, which consists of real, wholesome, nutrient-dense plant food, is what our bodies are designed to eat because it provides better fuel for more efficient and long-lasting energy, and therefore burn fat. I think that the possible reason why this ancestral grain-free nutrition plan works is because our genes have not adapted to cope with the cultivated crops of modern agriculture and the genetically modified foods. I have personalized this nutrition plan to occasionally include some rice, lentils, chickpeas, beans, and cheese because I still enjoy them and I feel fine if I eat them only occasionally. For a treat, I will have pasta and bread because I still like them. And I'm okay with the occasional gluten from the wheat.
Right.
But for most of the time, I live and thrive on the paleo plan.
Yeah, and sometimes, you know, I think a lot of diet plans and you know, when people change up what they eat, you know, and they go to a professional, someone like yourself, you know, they'll incorporate that cheat day or here's a little snack because, you know, we have those cravings, don't we, Marie-Claire?
Yes.
Sometimes we just got to satisfy. It's like, I just want a piece of, you know, just a bite of a Snickers bar or something or a Pringles chip or something. You know what I mean?
Yes, and those things are okay. There's no bad food.
Right.
There's only bad eating habits and bad eating lifestyle.
Yeah, if you sit down with a sleeve of Oreo cookies, that's not good.
No.
So let me ask you this. What should the listeners do before starting a new diet like this?
Well, yes, I have some caution here. If you plan on making dietary changes, please check with your doctor or healthcare provider and always listen to your body. If a food makes you feel ill and lethargic,
right,
don't eat it. And you will notice that this nutrition plan is the basis for every cleansing and health-building program that you can look on the internet and with other specialists, as well as spa cuisine, because it focuses on clean eating, which means no preservatives, no chemicals, no flavor enhancers like MSG, no coloring, no artificial sweeteners like high-fructose corn syrup, and no white flour or sugar. In other words, it's nothing that the human body doesn't recognize. Just dishes that are created from scratch using basic single ingredients that you can pronounce that our grandparents and our great-grandparents grew, raised, or created themselves.
Right.
And for anyone who has ever been on a diet, you know that to shed weight and to start feeling better, you need to focus on eating more fresh vegetables and fruits. Many people agree to do that until they reach their ideal weight goal. Then it's a free-for-all, and then they go back to their old eating habits and regain the weight and some.
Right.
What I'm talking about here is a lifestyle change and a nourishment plan that will help you regain your health and sustain it for as long as you want to live. It's not about a quick fix.
No. You know what? There are no quick fixes, right, Marie-Claire?
No, and if they are, they don't work. They don't last.
Exactly. Now, I know you've got some more you want to talk about here, but we got to take a quick break.
Yes.
So when we'll take this quick break. We'll come back more with our guest, Marie-Claire Bourgeois. She is the owner and holistic health practitioner who owns Mind Your Body and Spirit out of Toronto, Ontario, Canada. OlivesToLychees.com is the website. Lychees is spelled L-Y-C-H-E-E-S. OlivesToLychees.com or give her a call at 416-759-5407 and we'll be back with more on All Business Media right after these words. And welcome back to All Business Media. And yes, I am your host, Rick Delgado. And again, we're sitting with our guest, Marie-Claire Bourgeois. She is the owner and holistic health practitioner at Mind Your Body and Spirit out of Toronto, Canada. OlivesToLychees.com or give her a call at 416-759-5407. And again, Marie-Claire, thank you so much for joining us. We're talking about the, it's springtime. It's time to change things up, right?
Yes, it is. Well, it's my pleasure to be on your show and talk with your listeners.
Yeah, and you were just, we just finished up talking about what the listeners should do when they're starting the new diet.
Right.
And you gave some pointers as to what they should do, and because it's not about a quick fix. It's something you want to make sure that is going to stick with you, and it's going to last, right?
Yes, it's a lifestyle change.
Right. So now, in thinking of that, what do you suggest? Like, do you have a plan that you can share with the listeners to make sure that this lifestyle change takes hold?
Definitely. if you are fed up with your food choices and how they make you feel and you want to be healthier and have control over what you put in your body, I have an easy 5-step plan to help you. So step one is set an intention. If you're not already in the habit of doing so, be open and willing to cook your own meal using fresh, basic ingredients. If you don't know how to cook, watch some cooking videos, buy some easy cookbooks like mine on my website. Take some healthy cooking classes, and that is always a fun thing to do because you get to eat what you make.
Right.
And ask yourself why you want to commit to eating and feeling better. Is it because you're fed up with being uncomfortable in your clothes? Are you not sleeping well? Perhaps you're frustrated with wellness issues that you have that prevent you from enjoying your life and living your purpose, or it's something else. So an example of an intention could be, I commit to a healthier lifestyle by eating more healthy food so that by the summer, I look and feel differently and I can go for long walks and enjoy myself.
Okay.
So that's step one, an intention. Step two, discover, discard, and declutter. So, go to your cupboard or pantry in the kitchen and look what is in there. You might discover items you forgot you had. Read the label. Those processed items probably have a long list of unhealthy ingredients that can't be found in nature.
Right.
And some items may have passed their best before date already.
Yeah, I've done that a bunch of times, I'll tell you that much.
So, discard them. Ideally, your pantry should have bottles of oil like extra virgin olive oil, coconut oil, avocado oil, various kinds of vinegar like red wine, apple cider, balsamic. You should have Dijon mustard because it has a very short list of ingredients and they are good ingredients, honey, maple syrup, nuts and seeds, cans of fish, cans of fruits like lychees and olives, cans of mushrooms, cans of tomatoes, onions, garlic, potatoes, sweet potatoes, squashes. So these are things that you could have in your pantry. They're good to cook with. Next, go to your fridge and assess what's in there. Ideally, it should contain basic perishable ingredients to cook with, like fresh fruit, fresh vegetables, dairy, eggs, and meat. Discard the products that have a long list of ingredients that you can't pronounce. It's okay to have some products that have a short list of 5 ingredients or less. Like I mentioned, Dijon mustard is an example.
Right.
But not with any form of sugar or toxic fats like trans fats. And then go to your freezer. Frozen vegetables are great to have on hand when the fresh produce is not so appealing in the winter. Frozen fruits make delicious smoothies. Having various frozen meats already portioned and cut in small pieces can help you with the meal planning for the next day, and they cook faster.
Right.
Just let them thaw in the fridge overnight.
Okay.
So that's step two. Step three is map your meals. Planning will save you a lot of time and energy. Sit down with some recipes from cookbooks or the internet that focused on vegetable dishes, salads, meat dishes, egg dishes that you would like to cook. Invite family members to help you plan the meals and snacks for the next few days because it's easier and more fun to cook and plan meals together.
Right.
Your family may even be willing to help you clean up.
Yeah, good luck with that one.
Well, my saying is, you want to eat? You have to help. So make a list of ingredients that you will need based on what you already have in the cupboard, the fridge, and the freezer. This is your map to get what you need to eat. Then decide where you will be grocery shopping according to the weekly specials, the store specialties, the distance, etc.
Okay.
And that takes me to step four. Shop wisely.
Oh, wow. Okay. Now, this is probably something people really need to pay attention to, right?
Yes. Because the grocery store is a minefield of temptation that are hard to resist. And they seem to be calling, buy me, And how do we deal with that?
No, well, I'll tell you how some people deal with it there, Marie Claire. You ever see those people walking around with a bag of chips already open while they're shopping?
Yes.
I don't do that, but I've seen people do that, and it's just like, oh, that's not a good idea.
Yes, and we also see children who cannot resist. They really want something, and they throw a temper tantrum, and it's not pretty for the parent.
Yes, exactly. So now let's get back to these tempting products you're talking about.
Yes. So, yeah, there's so many to sample and bring home and all the snacks to have in front of the TV. So that's why you need to take your shopping map with you to the grocery store and stick to it. Remember your plan and why you're doing the plan.
Right.
As best as you can, try to resist the attractive temptations. So here's my big tip to have a successful, wise grocery shopping trip. Have you ever noticed that the best foods to eat, which are fresh produce, dairy, eggs, meat, are along the periphery of the store, and most of them in fridges and cooling display cases?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know why?
Well, I know for a fact they put it around the corner, is it like the far corner, so it's the toughest thing to get to, I'll tell you that much.
Yes, that's true. That's good noticing. It's because they are highly perishable with a very short expiration date. That's why they have to be in fridges. They are full of life force, as opposed to most of the products found in the aisles that are packaged in sealed bags, boxes, or jars with a long expiration date.
Mm-hmm.
These products in the aisles are lifeless. They contain preservatives and stabilizers, so they can stay a long time on the shelf and not go bad. They were created for our convenience, and I'm really grateful for that, but they're not to help us sustain life and long-term wellness. They're great during power outages and natural disasters. A healthy nutrition plan should not have these products as its foundation.
Right.
Because these products don't add anything to your health, your energy level, or to the proper functioning of your body. Actually, because of the chemicals they contain, they most likely take the life out of your body, leaving you feeling sluggish, foggy, and achy. So for your health goals and those of your family, shop along the periphery of the store. Follow the map to the clean food and fill your cart with fresh, real, wholesome food that are unadulterated, unprocessed, free of chemicals, growth hormones, and antibiotics.
Right.
So go in the aisles only to get products like good quality oil, vinegar, honey, maple syrup, canned fish and vegetables, and other canned fruits and vegetables.
All right.
So unless you need these items, stay out of the aisle. And once you reach the cashier, turn a blind eye to resist the impulse to grab the chocolate bars and the candy.
Yeah, I know. Those are tough. Hey, you know what? We're almost out of time, but I know you want to jump into step five. So talk about step five real quick, and then we'll go to the remainder of the time talking about that free gift and the video, okay?
Okay. So step five is go home and put a meal together with your fresh ingredients. So if your cooking skills are still budding or they are rather non-existent, refer to recipes as a guide to create something that you will be happy and proud of. The good thing is that with fresh ingredients, you don't need to do much to the food to have great satisfying flavors. The flavors, the vibrant rainbow colors, and the interesting textures will help you be a star in the kitchen and impress yourself and the people you cook for. Because food made from scratch with love tastes better.
Yeah, it definitely does. And again, you know, we're talking with our guest Marie Claire Bourgeois. If you want to reach out to her directly, 416-759-5407, because there's so much more on this topic that she's, you know, that she's been sharing with us today that she can talk to you about, like what happens if you slip up and go back into the old habits. Well, that's what she's there for. She's a holistic health practitioner. She can kind of guide you through when that stuff happens. Or what could happen if people don't change their shopping and eating habits? You know, if you're looking for great quality information regarding, you know, living better, eating better, reach out to Marie-Claire Bourgeois. She's been our guest. Hey, remind us of the free gift that you were talking about a little bit earlier here, Marie.
Yes, you can access my free gift on my website, olivestulicis.com, mm-hmm. by clicking on the tab Gifts for You and download the PDF document named My Best Tips. And also on my website, there's a link for you to order my two books, Olives to Lychees, Everyday Mediterranean Spa Cuisine.
Yeah, and you also have a video coming up, right?
Yes, there's a video that will be filmed very shortly. I will show you, the viewers, how to create a meal for 2 to 4 people using fresh produce and food you get from shopping the periphery of the grocery store. And I promise you, you won't miss the prepackaged, processed, industrial options. I will also show you a technique that looks weird, but it's very simple and powerful. It is life-changing and healing.
All right. That technique's going to be on that video, and that's coming out soon, right?
Correct.
Very good. So you can find out more about Marie-Claire, how she can help you. Of course, going to the website olivestulicis.com. Lychees is spelled L-Y-C-H-E-E-S. Olives with an S, two, T-O, lychees.com. Also, when you're there, we invite you to add your name and email address so you can get her healthy living tips, recipes, videos, specials, you name it. It's all right there on the homepage. So go to olivestulicis.com. And again, Marie-Claire, thank you so much for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Rick. It's been a pleasure, too.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll do it again soon, okay?
That's right.
All right.
So have a great day, Rick.
You too, and we'll be back with more on All Business Media right after these words.